The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour, Bob Burney Live. I have a very special guest on the line, but before I introduce him to you, I need to issue a correction. If you listen to this program on a regular basis, I am all about truth and facts. I said just before the break that there was no national anthem at the debate last night. I was wrong. I was incorrect. The national anthem was sung at the debate by an Otterbein graduate, and I stand corrected. I was incorrect, and I apologize for that. The national anthem was sung last night at the beginning of the debate. I was incorrect. And my engineer, Jeff, corrected me because he knows the guy who sang the national anthem, went to school with him. So, Jeff, thank you for the correction, and I pass that along to you. Now, it is my distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the program Aaron Baer, who is the president of Citizens for Community Values. Aaron, I am always delighted when you make time to spend some time with us. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to be back with you, Bob.
Several things going on that I want our listeners to know about. But first, did you watch the debate? Were you there?
I was not there. I tried, for my own sanity and blood pressure, I decided not to be there for
that
last night.
Me too. I assumed I could get press credentials if I tried, but I didn't think my health could take it.
Yeah, there's just a risk to both of our own personal sanity to be in that room. And you know, it's just, I watched the first few, and I watched the forum that CNN hosted on LGBT issues, and it's such a race to radicalization, a race to the left, that is so disappointing, especially, you know, from someone like me that I grew up in Northeast Ohio, where, you know, we all grew up as Democrats up there. Everyone's up there. They're socially conservative. They love their families. They love, you know, they're pro-life as it comes, but a lot of folks up there just support the union. And so they're these Democrats that are pro-family but are pro-union. But that day seems to be long gone, where the Democratic Party has just been completely taken over by socialists, to be blunt.
Well, the only one on the stage last night that represented traditional Democrats was Tulsi Gabbard. And she got a grand total of 1 minute and 49 seconds. That's all she had in the entire three-hour debate. 1 minute and 49 seconds out of 3 hours.
Hey, well, and it just goes to show how out of touch. You really have the coast running the Democratic Party today. And it's a shame because it's hurting the national dialogue. But, you know, again, it just shows that the road for Donald Trump once again is going to run through the Midwest. And if the Democrats keep running on taxpayer-funded abortion and taxpayer-funded transgender surgeries and all of these types of things, then we know how 2020 is going to go.
I think you're right. All right. To issues here in Ohio. Tell us about Senate Bill 11, which you call, and I like this, the official title of it is I've got it here somewhere.
The Fairness Act.
There's a long official title, but you have rightly named it the Unfairness Act.
That's right.
Tell us about Senate Bill 11. It mirrors a bill that was introduced in the House. What is the Unfairness Act all about?
Yeah, so this bill, and you saw every single one of those Democrats, even Tulsi, unfortunately, endorse this policy nationally and in communities and states across the country. We view it at Citizens for Community Values as the single greatest threat to religious freedom, parental rights, and the safety and privacy of women and children. What you see in it is technically what it does is it elevates sexual orientation and gender identity to protected class status. So it makes sexual orientation and gender identity just like sex, race, religion, national origin, age, disability, those types of things in terms of discrimination policy. Practically what it does is it fundamentally it abolishes women's sports in public schools because it requires that girls compete against boys if boys claim they're girls, and it require it abolishes women's domestic violence shelters because if a man claims he's a woman, a domestic violence shelter has to allow him to bathe and bunk with the women. I mean, this is just scratching the surface of what this bill does. These bills also would prohibit faith-based ministries from hiring people who adhere to their religious tenets. So prohibit a church or a ministry from saying the only way you can work here is if you believe in our faith and you believe in what our statement of faith is. So it could fundamentally shut down ministries because of that. It really puts people of faith right in the target of government. And what's most insidious about this, Bob, is that proponents of it talk about it as fairness. They talk about it as ending discrimination. But, God bless Beto O'Rourke for finally coming out and having somebody be honest about what they're really going for on the left, and that is to punish anybody that doesn't celebrate same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. It's not just about live and let live from the Democratic side. Beto O'Rourke is at least being honest, even though he's radical and out of his mind for his beliefs and incredibly bigoted. But at least he's honest that the purpose of the left with a lot of these laws is to punish and penalize anybody that believes in the Bible.
Well, it's so true. And I think one of the most amazing things to me, Aaron, and again, we're talking with Aaron Baer, president of Citizens for Community Values, that has been fighting for community values since 1983. Aaron, one of the things that amazes me most is there have been a few studies in the last 6 months to a year, particularly one released about a month ago, that was the largest, most extensive study ever done on same-sex attraction, transgenderism, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the results of that study absolutely prove there is no gay gene. People are not born gay. There is no such thing as transgenderism. So science, settled science, is standing starkly opposed to this kind of legislation. And yet, the scientific proof and the scientific evidence has not changed the arguments of the progressive liberal left at all. They are completely denying science and facts and truth.
Oh, well, these are the same people that can look at an ultrasound and say that's not a baby. So it's not totally surprising, but it is, their sort of rejection of science is getting increasingly dangerous, especially when you consider this really transgender work they're doing and forcing it on children is incredibly dangerous. I mean, you give a 13-year-old girl high-dose testosterone or a 13-year-old or 12-year-old boy high-dose estrogen after putting them on puberty blockers since the time they were 7 or 8, you're essentially going to sterilize a child. That's the long-term impact of this.
Sure.
And they're just not talking to kids about this. They're not talking to families about this. And we actually have a former transgender individual who's a man who was identified as a woman for almost a decade coming out. And what they'll tell you is that when you go down this path of transgenderism, you are committing yourself to the rest of your life of injecting yourself with dangerous chemicals, dangerous hormones, because your body, just like when you get a cut and your body knows, let's sort of attacks the cut to heal it, your body is going to continually resist what you've done to it through surgery and hormones, because it's not what your body wants to do. It's not a healthy thing to do to your body, and that's it's just going against the way you were programmed.
Well, and again, the latest research indicates that if these kids that believe they're transgender, it's actual sexual dysphoria, if they are left alone, over 80%, when they get to the end of their teenage years, revert back to the gender of their birth. So, as you pointed out, you are condemning 80% of these kids to a condemning medical medical treatment that will impact them the rest of their lives.
That's right. And the sad thing is, whether it's Nationwide Children's Hospital here in Columbus or Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Southwest Ohio or Akron Children's Hospital, they have entire clinics now in Ohio, transgender children's clinics, that are pushing these things on kids and setting them down this path that will forever alter their future, forever preclude them of being able to have the blessing of children, forever. You know, this is why, to my social justice warrior friends out there, this is why this is such a major justice issue, because we're literally, we're sterilizing children in the worst possible way and setting them up for just a lifetime of pain and suffering. And so many people are silent about it.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, I just asked you for one segment, but we haven't gotten to the important pastor summit yet. Can you hang around for another segment? Is that okay?
Happy. Yeah, of course. Happy to, Bob.
All right. Aaron Baer, president of Citizens for Community Values. We need to step aside just for a moment, and then we'll be back. Aaron and Citizens for Community Values are sponsoring a very important event this coming Friday that you need to know about. Stay tuned. More Bobberty Live coming right up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we have the honor of speaking with Aaron Baer, the president of Citizens for Community Values. We were talking about Senate Bill 11, the Unfairness Act. Before we move on, Aaron, what can and should our listeners do to fight this Unfairness Act that would impact all of us in a negative way?
What they can do right now is they can go to ccv.org/unfair and respond to our action alert. You can just click on a link on there. There's a lot of resources that kind of explain the whole impact of the bill, talk about different cases all over the country that legislation like this is, has caused. And then at the bottom there, you'll see an action alert that you can reply to and just use our action center to send your state rep an email right away to tell them to oppose this bill. I'll just say, Bob, this legislation has a whole new life in it because George Soros and out-of-state interests have poured millions into Ohio to form this big business coalition of 800 businesses, and the Ohio Chamber of Commerce and all the big special interests in the state have jumped in on this. And so it's really going to take an all-in effort to stop this thing.
You know, and that's something I don't understand, Aaron. Even a liberal business owner, you would think, would not want to give away freedom in hiring and firing, and yet that's exactly what they're going to do. Ultimately, they will suffer from this as well, and
that's
yet they're supporting it in order to be what, politically correct?
That's really right, Bob. And actually, I will throw it right back at the supporters of the bill all the time when they talk about all these businesses that support this, because I say, well, you have all these businesses saying they don't discriminate. Kind of shows that we don't have a problem here in Ohio. Why would you be pushing an onerous and burdensome regulation? And the reality is, it's because you know, the way that the left has operated on this is they'll go to a business and say, well, do you support discrimination? And the business says, no, of course not. And they said, great, then sign our letter and join this coalition. You don't want to be somebody standing up for bigotry, do you?
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
it's easier for the business just to sign up than it is for them to stand up for basic common sense and their own freedoms.
All right. Then tell us about the Pastors Summit coming up this coming Friday.
Yeah. We're so excited about this. We've got Walt Heyer. I mentioned him before. Walt Heyer is a pastor who spent 10 years identifying as a woman and has a powerful story about just a testimony of God's redeeming love, but also gives a great perspective. Bob, I'm sure you hear this too when I'm talking to pastors and ministry leaders. The question we get most often is, how do we respond to this hypersexualized culture, especially with the younger generation? How do we talk about homosexuality and transgenderism and connect with people on this, both people who are just wrapping their minds around supporting those ideas, but also people who are stuck in those lifestyles. And we want to help pastors navigate that. So we're bringing in Walt. We're bringing in some other statewide and national leaders, Peggy Hartshorn from Heartbeat International, to help pastors engage in difficult discussions. I'm also very excited because our board chair and former Focus on the Family Vice President, Tom Minnery, who worked with Dr. Dobson for 25 years and wrote the book, Why You Can't Stay Silent, ran Focus on Family Action for a number of years. He's also going to be speaking. It's going to be a great day. We provide lunch for free. The entire event is free because we just want to bless and serve pastors and equip you to do ministry. I will tell you, Bob, what I told Robin Burris, Phil Burris' daughter on our staff, that, hey, I'm doing Bob Burns this afternoon. We got to keep registration open for a little bit longer. We were able to call the where we ordered lunch from, and they're willing to hold us off on having to lock down our lunch order until tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if people still want to come, they can go to ccv.org. They'll see the link there, or ccv.org/summit, and they can sign up. And if they can get signed up before 10 a.m. on our website, they can still get in.
Good, good. ccv.org. Look for the information for the Pastors Summit. Now, who can come? Obviously, you want pastors. Yeah. Are you expanding that to other people as well?
Absolutely. Pastors and ministry leaders. We want to keep it to people who are actively engaged in ministry. So if you are an elder at your church, if you run a faith-based ministry, I know we're going to have some folks there that work on and drug addiction, who work with homelessness, who work in schools, Christian schools. There's going to be some folks there as well. But we want to keep it to folks that are actively working in ministry in some form. So, again, we're space is limited. The lunch order, we gotta close registration tomorrow at 10 a.m. Okay. In order to confirm. But if you're able to join us, it'll be you're gonna get a dose of reality about what's actually happening, but it'll also be a very hopeful message about where we go from here.
That's this Friday, the Pastors Summit held at Genoa Church, sponsored by Citizens for Community Values. And you can register, but you need to do it by 10 a.m. tomorrow at ccv.org. ccv.org. I think it's going to be a great success, Aaron. And I appreciate so much. I know you're incredibly busy, and I always appreciate when you make time to come on and chat with us and give us important information like you've done today.
Hey, it's always fun, Bob. Appreciate all you do.
Well, you as well. Aaron Bear, Citizens for Community Values. Check them out, ccv.org, ccv.org. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.